champions from St. Louis had their day at the White House.
With the World Series trophy before him and team members and coaches behind him, President Obama congratulated the Cardinals, who, as late as August, seemed unlikely to win anything.
The greatest comeback team in the history of baseball.
Cards superstar Albert Pujols was a no-show. Since the series, he's gone to the Los Angeles Angels. When the Cardinals gave the president a team jersey with his name on it, he said,
I won't lie. I'm a little disappointed I had to leave my White Sox jacket in the closet for another year.
Mrs. Obama told her husband, let it go. At the White House, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
Could be an uncertain start on Wall Street in 25 minutes. Dow Industrials futures are down 6 points. S&P futures unchanged. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
And a very good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, News Talk 1110, KBND. Bend Lapine schools closed today, but we'll get all the details on that and the storm that has hit on us pretty good. Let's find out what's happening. Go right to the news center. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Good morning. Central Oregon is under a winter storm warning until later this afternoon, as is most of the state. Mother Nature is expected to dump up to 18 inches of the white stuff in Central Oregon over the next 24 hours. Meteorologist Mark Thibodeau with the Weather Channel says travel will be difficult for the next day or so.
We're going to have breezy winds, too, which is going to create some blowing and drifting snow. So that's just going to add to an already bad problem out there. So bad conditions coming up tonight and early Wednesday.
Higher elevations like Mount Bachelor could see 1 to 2 feet of snow from this storm, but the Bend area will probably see closer to 9 inches. While the snow has been coming down in a steady stream at Mount Bachelor, 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has that update.
Mount Bachelor spokesman Drew Jackson says skiers are out on the slopes enjoying some of the best conditions of the season so far.
Finally, we're getting some big snow up here in the mountain. We've had 4 to 6 inches fall just during the day today, and all the forecasts indicate we could be measuring the new snow in feet over the next couple of days.
1 to 3 feet of snow could possibly fall by the weekend at Mount Bachelor. Currently, the base is around 50 inches. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The owner of a mattress trailer park says they will continue to fight in order to hook into the city's sewer system. The Oregon DEQ in 2007 imposed a penalty on the Topps trailer park after a string of violations. Phil and Brigitte Moorsman, owners of the park, say they will not pay the fine, nor will they connect to the sewer system. An article in the Bulletin says the license to operate the trailer park, issued in 1999, has always included a requirement to hook into the city sewer system once certain conditions were met. Those conditions were met in 2007. But Phil Moorsman says hooking to the sewer system would raise operating costs from about $700 a month to around $4,000 a month. State regulators and state courts have already upheld the DEQ's decision. The annual Riverhouse Gala benefiting Grandma's House raises a record amount of money. The charity helps homeless or abused pregnant teens. Riverhouse owner Wayne Purcell says Monday night's event was very inspiring.
We had a sold-out event. We had over 450 attendees at the event last night. Rulon Gardner, who's a past Olympic gold medalist, was the speaker. And totally, the event last night went great. So for Grandma's House, the total fundraising that occurred through their efforts of getting pledges and everybody that showed up last night, we raised over $240,000 for their expansion, their facility.
Purcell says he was impressed that in this tough economy, many people stepped up and donated or pledged. Gasoline prices continue their upward trend. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
A trip to the gas station will cost you more than last week.
The national average for regular unleaded gains a penny this week to $3.38. Here in Oregon, our statewide average is up a couple of cents for the week, up to $3.46.
AAA's Marie Dodd says for this time of year, prices are at their highest levels ever.
We've never paid more for gas than we are right now in January.
Two factors are driving prices higher: Iran's threat to close the Strait of Hormuz, and a report showing China's economy is growing and not at risk of recession.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Authorities say a woman is hospitalized after she became trapped under a school bus. Officials say the woman was driving the bus along Highway 35 near Hood River yesterday when she pulled over to inspect a broken tire chain. Police say the Hood River County School District bus either rolled or slid onto the driver, and she was trapped for about 50 minutes before help arrived. The driver is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at Legacy Emmanuel Medical Center in Portland. Underscores the need to be careful as you're installing chains. And fire destroys a Salem nightclub. The three-alarm blaze gutted the Club Illusion Sports Bar and Restaurant at the intersection of Front and Pine Streets. Deputy Fire Marshal Laird Case says strong winds may have fanned those flames.
It's just a